Now we have a few items about local crime and efforts to prevent it. We start with a story of a woman who found that a house had been put up for rent. And then we have a report of a dreadful house fire in which a woman died. Our last item is about efforts being made by the fire service and police service to encourage drivers to drive within the law.
A Norwich woman was left shocked after discovering her house had been hijacked by online rental scam artists who have left would-be tenants hundreds of pounds out of pocket. Thea Horsey, 71, returned from holiday to discover her home in Sprowston has been advertised for rent on Facebook without her knowledge. The first she knew of the scam was when would-be tenants with fake rental agreements arrived ready to move in. The retired software engineer said, "There was a knock on the door, and it was a man with a van full of furniture. He said he had a tenancy agreement, and that the man he had rented was going to meet him to give him the keys. But I said, 'I'm sorry, I own this house, and it's not for rent.' He was very unhappy because he had paid a lot of money, £1,300 for the first month's rent, and a deposit." Mrs. Horsey said pictures used on the property's site, Rightmove, when she previously tried to sell her house in Dovedale's Court, had been copied to advertise it for rent on a Facebook group called Rooms, Houses and Flats to Rent in Norwich. She has reported the scam to Norfolk Police, who have referred it to Action Fraud, the UK's national reporting centre for fraud and cybercrime. Tessa Shepperson, a legal expert with Landlord Law Services in Norwich, said, "Tenants really need to be on their guard. You need to be very wary about paying for a property you haven't seen or paying cash. Sending money to people advertising property on Facebook isn't a good idea. You are much safer going to a letting agent registered with the bodies like the Association of Residential Letting Agents."
Police were called to a home on Unthank Road, Norwich, at 7 a.m. on Friday, December the 11th, to help Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service after reports of a fire. Four crews of firefighters attended the blaze, with police and an ambulance also called. An elderly woman was found inside, and police confirmed that she was pronounced dead at the scene. And Saturday morning, December the 12th, Norfolk and Sudbury's forensics team was carrying out investigations at the home. Investigators wearing blue and white suits were inside the property, which remained cordoned off with blue and white police tape. Three police vehicles, including one of the force's forensic services vans, were parked outside. The woman's death is being treated as unexplained, but on Friday night, police confirmed that a man in his late teens had been arrested. A police spokesman said, "While the cause of the fire is yet to be established, officers have arrested a man in his late teens in connection with the incident. He was taken to Wyndham Police Investigation Centre and will be questioned in due course." Unthank Road was temporarily closed on Friday, but has since reopened.
Car crashes have been recreated outside fire stations in Norfolk to give a stark reminder of the dangers on the county's road this festive season. Norfolk fire crews attend the aftermath of road crashes every day, and such emergencies make up a larger percentage of incidents than they spend fighting fires. Many crashes involve excess speed, use of mobile phones while driving, drink, drugs, or drivers and passengers not wearing a seatbelt, branded as the Fatal Four. Last week, firefighters recreated crash scenes outside fire stations at Sprowston and Norwich, King's Lynn and Thetford. They hope they will be a sobering reminder to drivers to be responsible. Scott Norman, Assistant Chief Fire Officer, said, "As well as those directly affected by road collisions, there are wider-reaching implications for families, friends, witnesses and the whole communities. This festive season, we want all road users to take extra care and for everyone to think about the Fatal Four and not get behind the wheel unless it is safe to do so. The King's Lynn and Norwich mock crash scenes will remain at the roadside until the new year. Banners alongside the display feature the wording, "Drink, drug, driving kills. Your choice, make the right one." The campaign is supporting Norfolk Constabulary's annual Drink, Drug, Driving campaign, which launched on December the 1st. During last year's campaign, 613 breath tests were carried out, with 95 drivers providing positive readings. There were 100 drug tests conducted, which saw 82 drivers fail, and 15 incidents of failure to provide a specimen. 22 people were arrested for being unfit to drive through drink or drugs.